Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. Best Show, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
It's, we talked about this.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Earlier. Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
This is a friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want to be identified tonight.
Yeah, I think it's best for me to not, kind of be public or, not to be out in the open about some of this stuff.
Okay.
I just think it's a smarter move.
Sure, sure.
If that's cool,
without a doubt.
But I mean, you can verify, and I mean, who I am, and you can, I think your audience will trust you that you're not putting on a fraud or anything.
No. You're calling. So the thing you're calling about, I can verify. It's just a matter of you're choosing to remain anonymous. Tonight.
And I want to talk about a few things, and I don't want to bring up a lot of people's names, and I want to bring, run people through the mud or anything like that. But I just wanted to talk a little bit because last week I was listening to your show and you were kind of, goofing on the Muppets.
Yes.
Which, it's fine and you can joke about whatever you want, of course, but
yeah.
I have been, writing and consulting on that show for about a year now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not calling in to defend it or, make specific arguments against what your jokes were about last week.
Okay.
I wanted to let you know. Sorry, go ahead.
You've been working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are, again, I'm not going to say who you are, but you are in the entertainment business.
I'm a comedy personality.
Sure,
I guess
yes.
You'd say.
Mm-hmm.
And I was brought on, like I said, about a year ago, a little earlier. I guess it's almost 2 years now since we started talking about it. But I was brought in because originally, I don't know how much you know about the sort of genesis of this project, but it was originally, it was meant to be for HBO. And the edict was that it was going to be very raunchy, like a lot of F's and S's and, like really kind of edgy, really edgy. Like it's, they're going for edge now, but the kind of edge that was presented to me when I came in and got involved with the project, it was like times 100. It was just going to be like really crazy. So they brought me in because I have a background in very absurd, surrealist style humor, like very left of center, very
strange. Sure. Yeah. Yeah. It's just the kind of, a lot of odd stuff. Some people call it anti-comedy.
I don't sign off on that. I don't consider.
Well, I'm just
that,
saying people call it that.
Yeah.
Oh, I said your name. I'm so sorry. I said your name.
Sorry.
Never mind. Nobody heard it.
Okay. Stuff for Adult Swim. Anyways, they brought me in to kind of help veer the show in that direction, like just add a little flavor, like a little sort of weirdness to it. Okay.
Sure.
And I just wanted to say that, me and a lot of really smart guys, everybody that listens to the show would know, really talented, funny people that are like the guys that we all love are also working on, sitting in this room, working on this show, trying to make it great, trying to make it funny. And, I'm just calling to say that we kind of acknowledge on a daily basis that it's not happening, that it's not working.
So The show is not working. The Muppets. You mean this show, The Muppets?
The show, The Muppets, that you were talking about last week with Kermit and the pig and Fonzie. The ABC show, The Muppets.
Sure. That it's not. So you as a what are you, a writer or a consultant?
I'm a writer, producer, consultant. It's sort of like a I can kind of come and go as I please.
Sure.
And sort of read scripts and throw my two cents in. It's not on me to do the make it great. I'm not running the show.
No. But you can hear and see that it's just not. It's not adding up. What is the attitude like?
The attitude is it's very glum. It's depressing. It's
really
a lot of sort of people not looking at each other in the eye. Mm-hmm. You know, that feeling when everyone knows the ship is sinking.
Sure.
And everyone kind of just goes in because they have to because they're under contract and they're getting paid. Mm-hmm. And let me also say that the reason everyone is there is everyone's getting paid a bunch of, you know, like a lot. It's like that sort of you can't say no money. So you do it, and everybody there, I can tell you, from the top guy down, from everybody involved with the show has the attitude of, I just want to get paid and get the F out of here.
Really?
Yeah. The puppet masters and the voice guys, you know, all the way down the line. It's just a really bad environment for creativity, and it's a bad environment for everybody involved.
Like a cash grab. Like everybody's just there, and they're like just there to take the money, but they don't even care about this thing. Did they not care about it because it's not the dirty show they wanted it to be?
I think there's a little bit of that. Some of the early guys, including myself, when we came on board, were like, you know, this could be insane. This could be like revolutionary. It could be, you know, but honestly, I don't really have an affection for the Muppets. You know, I don't like think that they're this great thing that needs to be respected or revered. Mm-hmm. I never thought they were that entertaining or anything, but they offered me like a dump truck of money to come on and pitch, you know, like if we like the Old Spice things we did, commercials we would have done, things that I might have been involved with, like just turn things on its head a little bit.
Sure.
And so I would pitch things. I pitch them all day long, and everything gets sort of, you know, okay, we'll look into that. It gets put up on the board, and then it never goes forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been just a bummer. You know, I mean, it's not. I think that what happened is, you know, once pre-production started and scripts were getting signed off on by the network. You know, Iger started just to see it as like, let's see how quickly we can burn through this and get out of this. You know, but there's a commitment, of course, to air a certain number of them.
Sure.
But you know, I think next time this year we'll be talking about it. It'll be just a distant memory. It won't be a thing that I don't even know if it'll be considered part of the official, Muppets canon or whatever. It's just kind of like a blip.
Now, Tim, when you decided to do this, did you I said your name again. I'm so sorry.
Do you have a dump button or anything?
I think we caught it.
Okay.
So it's just you're working on it and you're pitching stuff and it's just not going well and people are starting to just sometimes on shows like this there's like a mutiny at some point. Does it feel like it could go that south that people could actually start to quit or?
Well, we've had a lot of people that have gotten as soon as the ability for them to get out, you know, happened, they got out.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people getting out, and you know, I feel like I know people are going to be listening to this that work on the show. You know, they'll probably put two and two together and figure out it's me. I'm probably going to get called into Henson's office. And you know, get my ass kicked out under the sidewalk for doing this. But I just felt like I'm tired of being quiet about this. And and your observations last week were spot on. It's just an embarrassment. You know, if you were a fan of the Muppets, it must be just really painful to see what's happening with them.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for them. And I feel bad that I've been a part of it. And I feel like if there's
like a super
I can
fan
to make it better.
Is there anything you would say to like a super fan who just is kind of, because some of these people have dedicated their lives to this show.
Oh yeah.
And these characters.
So so much hate mail is coming in. If you look at the feed, you know, the websites and blogs and stuff and message boards, people are really upset and they're really angry and they're angry at us. And I wish I could say it wasn't my fault, but you know, I'm part of that team that produced that show. And listen, if it was my way, we would have gone a different direction. But they brought in these Modern Family guys, and they brought in some people with the with Office background, and they just were, you know, like we have a model, we have a system to make shows.
Yeah.
We have beats and rhythms and structure that works that we're just going to plop on top of this property that Disney owns. And you know, it's a cash. Like I said, it's a cash grab. I mean, Disney's looking at it like we own this property. Let's put it to work. But, you know, I think it's going to end up looking like a big mistake. And, I mean, it already has. And so if there are Muppet heads out there listening to your show, I can't imagine you have a huge Muppet head audience.
We have a fair amount of Muppet fans listen to this, and they were not happy with me. I was playfully teasing the thing, but you're actually saying that this is how it is on the show, that it's seriously bad. I guess maybe I felt it was in the DNA of the show, that you could feel that it was... something was off, and you're there, and it's...
I mean, to be honest with you, you know, like, we're, you know, me, you know, these guys, other guys that I've mentioned, I'm not going to say their names, but, you know, we like to goof on stuff, too, and I'll be honest with you, we get around, when we see the final cut of these episodes, we sit around and hate watch them like we're watching The Room or something, like we're really, we consider them just awful, awful products.
For your own show, wow, and you're somebody who's kept the quality level high on what you've done throughout your career. So to work on something where you're not proud of it must be a different kind of place for you to be.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, everyone goes through that period where they just do the job because the money's there. Don't have an emotional connection to the work. I'm there to provide my 2 cents and get in and get out. But it's been a really tough year, and you know, I hope people don't put it together to figure out who I am, because it might ruin the way they think about me. But I'm willing to just, because I just wanted to make you feel like your observations were astute.
Okay, well, I appreciate
that. You shouldn't feel like a fool.
Okay.
You know, you shouldn't feel like a fool.
All right, because I've caught a lot of grief from fans, and I'm glad that you're working on it, and you're saying that it's actually I'm not off target. So
yeah, and I was thinking about it, like there's so many things that come out that are obviously not what the person that made it intended it to be. It didn't work out. Not everything's going to be a success, but everyone comes out and sort of just puts on their best, their brave face and says, "Hey, we're really happy with it."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just tired of hearing that. And
sure.
Coming from somebody from the inside, I just want to mea culpa, say, you know, We're sorry. Everybody feels bad about it, and you know, hopefully we'll just figure out something else. But I think it's time we stop opening up these old files of properties that had their time in the past, and move and just start creating new characters, new ideas. We don't have to keep turning to Kermit the Frog every ten minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Know? No, I hear you.
I hope everyone understands where I'm coming from, and I don't mean any ill will to Bob Iger, the Henson family, the folks at Modern Family, everybody involved. I mean, no ill will.
Okay.
But, I think just thinking needed to be said. So
okay.
That's
well,
my 2 cents.
So, okay, well, I'm going to keep you anonymous, and I thank you for the look behind the curtain on this.
All right, Tom.
All right. Well, you have a good night.
All right.
Okay,
take care. And
okay.
Show that a friend of mine working on called Decker starts on Monday. Decker season 3 starts on Monday.
Okay, so Decker, and where
on
can people...
Adult Swim, on the YouTube Adult Swim website.
Sure, Decker, and it's tied into On Cinema.
Right, which is currently airing with... they have a new episode coming out tomorrow, apparently.
Yeah. So they do, okay.
I've been a big fan of those guys and wish them all the best. And wish you all the best and all the best show listeners.
Thanks
for letting me call in and talk to you guys.
Well, I appreciate it.
All right?
You have a good night.
Thanks.
All right. Okay. Bye. That was exciting. A secret guest plugged Decker down the home stretch. I was a little surprised by that, but he got a plug for a show that his couple friends of his, I guess, are doing. But thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.